pains that probably Paul was watching. And we know that the origin of the Olympic Games was way in Greece. And whatever Paul saw in Hebrews 12 was something to do with those Greek games. They didn't have as many choices of games as we have today. But it was also in Paul's consciousness. And he was aware of what was going on around him, especially when it came to sports. Australians love sports, so let's look at something on sports in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2. And Paul, as he wrote this book of Hebrews, talks about a sporting event and all that is involved. In Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. So Paul takes this picture from something that he has seen in his time, a race. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's pray and ask God to reveal the scriptures to us. Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our lives, your angels, and your Holy Spirit, your impartations, your gifts, your graces to each one of our lives. And we pray, Father God, that through your word and through your spirit, you may grant that each one of us will discover that very gift, that very thing that you have designed for each one of us to fulfill in this life. For all of us, Lord, were born with a destiny. We were born with a purpose. And there is a reason why we, each one of us, are here. And we ask, O God, that through your word, you help us discover, inspire us, direct us, reveal to us, open our understanding in our heart, that we may know the specific will that you have for each one of us to fulfill in this life. Let your will be done. May you be glorified. In Jesus' name. And everyone say, Amen. Last night, probably some of you saw in a different way how some of the world records were broken. And you probably saw Antop. How many of you saw that? Some of you didn't, right? So it seems to be an exciting moment for Australia. It was interesting to hear the commentator's voice. He's probably more emotional than Antop, right? Sometimes when you watch some of this, it's the commentators who seems to carry the bulk of the emotion. You could see when Australia scored the second goal. They lost with Nigeria 3-2, but when they scored the second goal and equalized, you could hear the commentator almost scream. And his number one, the speed of his words increased. Number two, the height of his emotion increased. Number three, the decibel of his voice increased. And number four, his pitch increased. You could tell he was very excited. And if you saw the one by the world record that was broken, and when Ian Top won the relay and broke the American hole in swimming, which he had in relay swimming for many, many years, you could feel the excitement that's in the air. But you watch it, which they replay over and over and over again. So even though you miss it the first time, you're bound to see it again today, somewhere in the news. But if you watch it again, you notice that it was just by almost the palm of the hand. Look at it. Look at the replay from underwater again. It was just the palm of his hand that just touched the edge of the pool which completes the swim. And just a split second later, the American touched it. Although in swimming you could see the distance, but when towards the ending, it was just the length of his hand. That was all that made the difference between the gold medal and the silver medal. Both the gold and silver broke the world records to do that. And that was just how far it went. And then when you think about people like that, who are Olympians, we know that most of us here won't be in the next Olympic Games or in the present one. Maybe some of your children, maybe. All right, or your grandchildren. And then you think about it, the first point that I want to speak about is that a lot of these Olympians now win by split seconds. It's just by split second. It's just a split second between getting a gold or getting a silver. And it's just a split second between getting a medal, at least a bronze, and no medal, number four. Just a split second. And when sports have come to that level, the training behind it goes further than just like, you just decide, oh, I'll be in the games the next 3 months and start training. No, most of these people now start very young. Some of them start when they're 6 years old and wanting to grow to be the next Olympian. And when you look at this, you wonder, well, if Australia is going to continue to dominate swimming, that whoever are the next Olympians in the next Olympic Games in 4 years' time and the next one are probably now training. They are already now training somewhere unseen from the public eye. When you look at that level of a training that is required and how early it is, the first point that we see is that to be an Olympian today, generally you have to start very early. It's like you're born to that destiny. And the earlier you discover your gift, the greater the advantage. Let's say if Yan Tok has gone to normal schooling, never had a chance to get into the pool, and then he is an accountant, and then at the age of 16 found that he could swim. You reckon that he'll be in? I don't think so, right? Because they discovered him very early. And it seems to be now, to be an Olympic champion, you have to be discovered early. And to discover the gift or the talent early is an advantage. Because then you can prepare a child, usually under the age of 10, for the Olympic Games in 12 years' time. Or whatever. What does that speak to us in the Bible? All of us, when we were born again, starts as a little newborn spirit. And so to achieve the things of God in our life, it is important to discover what God's will is for our life as early in the Christian life as possible. There is a race, Paul says, that every one of us run. And in that Christian race, where everyone does have a medal, the most important thing about that race is to do God's will. And the most important thing that speaks to us in our Christian life is discover your gifting early. Discover your gifting early. The Olympic Games is about natural gift. Not just training. You need to have a gift as well as be able to train. And in the spiritual world, all of us have a gift from God. Let's read from the Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. And it's in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And Paul says, in the scriptures here, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Look at the word each one. To each one of us is given a manifestation. And in the context, it's talking about a gifting of the Spirit. And the sooner we discover what the gift is God has for our life, whether it be a small gift or it be a big gift, whether it be 10 talents, give 5 talents or 1 talent. And the interesting thing is that sometimes when we have that 1 talent, that's when we are most tempted to hide it because we felt it's not important. It's not the 10 talent guy that has a problem. It was the 1 talent guy. Because we felt that, look, it's too insignificant. But to God, you never know. There is a destiny for each one of our life. Whatever little part that we can play in the body of Christ is important to God. And the greatest thing that you can discover in your Christian life is your destiny in God. Your gifting in God. What God has put you on this earth for. So throughout the next 2 weeks as you watch the Olympic Games, remember this message. They have found their destiny, some of these Olympic champions, natural destiny. But you and I have a spiritual destiny to discover what is God's will for your life. What does God want you to do? And remember, it may not be discovering it today and overnight you'll be doing it. Even a natural, some of these Olympic champions have to train for 12 years to reach there. It's important that you and I discover it as early as possible so that we begin to prepare ourselves for the day that God wants to use you in that gifting that only you have a destiny for. But discover it early. Paul wrote most of the New Testament. And you know what happens? His gift was discovered early. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 1, when he was in his mother's womb, there was a call that he had on his life. And he mentions about that call in Galatians 1 and in his mother's womb. And somehow throughout his childhood career, when he was brought up under Gamaliel, he knew he had a destiny to somehow be in that realm of teaching. Although he was trained, in those days you learn a skill as a tent maker. He was brought up under Gamaliel, and his parents knew that this child had a gift and directed it there. And it's interesting that for many of us, when we look at these Olympic champions receiving the medals, if what we said is true, number one, that 1A, that their gift was discovered when they were children and they started training towards that day, then, B, someone else must have helped them there. Because how can little children train themselves? Correct. If their gift, A, was discovered early, someone had helped them discover the gift. Maybe someone scouting out for talent. Maybe some trainer. Most probably, it's the parents themselves. And then you look at golf. People like Tiger Woods, the parents were an important influence to realize that he had a gift. He held a golf stick when he was young. And parents, grandparents, and because we believe that all of us will live long, great-grandparents, remember that your gift could be helping another gift. Your gift could be helping others discover their gift. And in that sense, although in today's world, people are not rewarded for that, but they're commended for that. But in the kingdom of God, in heaven, you will be. Whoever discovered and helped Billy Graham would have a great reward as Billy Graham. In the kingdom of God, God measures differently.
So on 1B, it's obviously important that people who help others under their gift plays an important role, since it's all along the pathway.